Kerbos and Opal's goods. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Tes. We're actually a little bit backed up. We're here at the Mishnah on Ayin Ches and Mabez. The plan is today to go to the Mishnah on Ayin Tes and Mabez. That does work out nicely. And then either tomorrow or the day after, we'll catch back up, or the daf will get a bit shorter. So here we're at the Mishnah again. We'll be talking about different types of psul of alakahal, whether people are allowed to marry a Jew. And the Mishnah, keeping on with that theme, say that mamzerim unesinim, excuse me, Asurin, then a mamzer and a nasin. Again, we talked about the nasinim, right, that approach Moshe and approach Yeshua, and we'll talk today about the dealing with David and Shaul, right, the nation that the Jews were supposed to kill, but they made a treaty with them, okay, but they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish nation. Visurin isur olam, echad zacharim, ve'echad nekevos. And they are always asur, right, a mamzer and a nasin are always asur, right, whether it's male or female. That's the Tanakhama. However, Amar Shlakish, Shlakish says, that a mamzeres is actually allowed to marry after 10 generations. Why 10 generations? Because the pasuk actually says that a mamzer is not allowed to marry. And for lo, where is it over? Yeah, lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. A mamzer can't marry a Jew into the Jewish nation. Gam dor asiri lo yavo lo b'kal Hashem. And even the 10th generation. So Reish Lakish simply learns, well, 10th generation. Right? Apparently 10 usher and 11, right? The 10th is mutter. Aye, so where do you, so why female, not male? So that's a good question. So that's what the Gemara deals with. Yalef Asiri Asiri Mamoni Moavi. He learns it as Xer Shava from the Amon and Moav. Like Xer Shava 10 and 10. Right? It says that Lo Yavo Amoni Bikal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavo Bikal Hashem. Right? So Malahala Nekevus Mutaros, Afkan Nekevus Mutaros. So just like an Amoni, Velo Amonis, Moavi, Velo Moavis. They, oh, by Amon and Moav, the females are mutter, so too by a mamzer. Ah, the Gemara says, Imal lahalan miyad, right, afkan miyad. Well, that would seem to imply that a mamzer should be able to marry immediately. Right? An Ammonis and a Moavis, a female, is allowed to marry into the Jewish nation immediately. So the Gemara says, Ki ahani gzir shava, meir siri ve'ilach. No, because the gzir shava is from Asiri Asiri, right? So from 10th generations and on, right, that's the gzir shava. I van antah, but then we learn the Mishnah, mamzerim and nesinim, asurim, visurim, visur, ola, mechaz, gharim, echan, akevas. What do you do with our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Lokasha, ha kamad amar, don mina, o mina, ha kamad amar, don mina, v'oki, v'asra. There's a machlokas. Where is the machlokas? That Gemara is in Chulin. Yeah, because the Gemara is in Chulin. Basically, how do you don a kavuch, not a kavuchomer, but how do you don a gzera shava? Meaning, do you take all of the halachos from one to the next, or just the halachos that you need? So, according to the one who says you take all the halachos, so over here, meaning you're going to take the that is going to be according to. Yeah, that's going to be according to Reish Lakish. So you take all the halachos from Ammon and Moav. Which one is which? I actually don't know. Let's see if Rashi over here. Yeah, so there's a long Rashi over here, right? Dan mino v'uki ba'asra. And it goes through the whole back and forth. And Reish Lakish is going to hold like don mino mino, that we apply the entirety, right, the entirety of the Gzeir Shava. So just like by an Amon and Moav, right, it's only males and not females. So we're going to take that over to Mamzer. But our Mishnah is going to hold that no, that only applies. We're not going to take all of the links. I mean, all we're going to say is that just like we're going to say basically, it's just like a Mamzer up until 10 generations. Is both male and female, so too after 10 generations, it is also going to be male and female. Okay, fine. Shalos Rabbi Elazar, they asked the following shayla to Rabbi Elazar. Mamzeres l'achar asara dari mahu. Right, what's again? He asked this shayla. What about a mamzeres after 10 generations? He said, "Mi diitin lidor shlishi v'atarena." He said, "Well, if you give me a third generation mamzer, so then I'll give you a 10th generation mamzer." Meaning, you're never going to get to the third generation mamzer. Because you're going to see in a second, right, that a mamzer is not going to live, right? Literally, that a kosh baruch is not going to let a mamzer get to the point where they have kids with a regular Jew, and you're never going to get to the third generation. So Alma Kasaver Mamzer Aluchai. Apparently, he holds, right, again, like I said, that Rabbi Lozer holds that a mamzer is not going to make it, meaning he's not going to make it and have more generations. V'chein Amar Rav Huna Mamzer Aluchai. Sure enough, right, like Pshutu Kamashmo, then a mamzer is not going to make it. I've had a time, but didn't the Mishnah say Mamzerin Asurim Yisra Olam? But our Mishnah says, right, they're always also to marry, implying that there are subsequent generations from Mamzerin. So fascinating. Amar Rabbi Zera, Lididim Farshalim and Nadra Rabbi Yehuda, explained to me that Diadia Chaye, that if everybody knows the guys of Mamzer are fascinating, then that guy will live. Because everybody knows, there's no concern, whether we're not nervous that he may end up having kids that are Mamzerin that will end up. That nobody knows about because people know he's a mamzer, so there's no concern that maybe he'll have children who are mamzerim who will marry into Am Yisrael and mess up the lineage of Am Yisrael. Right? But the lo yadi, but if you don't know that the mamzer, meaning that the mamzer is a mamzer, but we don't know who it is, so lo chai, so he doesn't make it. He's not going to live. Diadi velo diadi, meaning if he's in the middle, so ad plus adari chai, right? Tefei lo chai. He gets three generations and then more than that. Right, he doesn't get. Hahu dehave b'shirusa de Rabbi Ami, right, and achriz alea de mamzerahu. So apparently there's a guy who lived in Rabbi Ami's town, and he announced that the guy was a mamzer. So hava bechi ve'ozol, so the guy started crying. So Amar lei, so Ami said to him, what do you mean, chayim l'sati l'cha, I just gave you, right, I just saved your life. Right, because otherwise, right, if people didn't realize that you were a mamzer, right, so, you know, Kosh Baruch Hu would have taken you, so that we wouldn't have this issue with the Mesorah, not the Mesorah, but the lineage of Am Yisrael. Amar Rav Chana bar Ada, Nesinim David Gozer Aleim. David was actually Gozer about the Nesinim, not to marry into Am Yisrael, as you'll see in a second. That's going to be, we're going to ask, what about Moshe, what about Yeshua? But David made this gzera on the Nesinim. Shemar Zbazik says, "Vayikra Hamelach leGivonim, Vayom Alehem vaGivonim, Lo b'Nei Yisrael Hema." Where he basically said, "No, you're not allowed to marry Am Yisrael." So Gemara says, "My time, because Alehem, why was it? What was for? What reason? Right? Why did he do that for?" Dechtev, because Zbazik says, "Vayirav b'Mei David Shalosh Shanim, Shana Acharei Shana." Apparently, there was a 3-year famine. Shana Rishona Amar. Amar Lahem, in the first year, David said, Shema over the Avodas Kochav Neshbechem. And he said, David was trying to figure out what the sins of Am Yisrael were, right? That's any time there's something happens to Am Yisrael, right? So you immediately look, the Fashbesh Masav, right? That's a big Musar, right? You look and see where are the sins coming from? Why would this happen to Am Yisrael? So that's what David, the Gemara says, Beferish. David said, what's going on over here? Why is there a famine? First year, maybe people of the Avodah Zarah. Tichtiv, because the Pasuk says, "V'atem Elohim Achirim, V'sham Yisem Lahem, V'tzaras Hashemayim V'liyem Atar." Right, that's a Pasuk in Kriyat Shema. So, Badku V'lo Matzu. So, sure enough, he checked it out, and there was nobody worshiping Avodah Zarah. So, Shnia, the second year, there was a famine. So, Amar Lahem, so David's like, what's going on over here? Shema Ovrei Avera Yishbechem. Maybe people who are sinning, meaning not Arayos, maybe Arayos, yeah, maybe inappropriate behavior. Right, between men and women, etc. The Chetiv Zbazik says, "Vaymanu revivim umalkosh lo hayo metach isha zona hayalecha." And maybe there was you had the metach, the forehead, or the chutzpah of a zona. Right, so Barku v'lamatu, and he checked it out, and sure enough, everybody was good. Shlishes, then it was the third year of famine, and Amar Lahem, so David said, "Am Yisrael shema poskei tzedaka barabim yishbechem ve'in noznin." Maybe people are not being charitable with their money. So the Gemara said, "The dichtiv," the pasuk says, "Nesiim ruach geshem ayin ish mitalel matat sheker." So Bud Kuvla Matzah. So he checked it out, and he said, "Sure enough, there was nobody who was being a miserly." But Baruch Hashem, a pretty solid generation. So Amar, so David said, "Ina davar tali elabi." Must be something to do with me. Miad immediately vayvakeish David is pnei Hashem. He dove into Hashem, and really, what does it mean? He went to find the face of Hashem. Maihi, what is that? So Amar Yesh Lakish Sheshal b'Urim Metumim. Right, he went to check the Urim Metumim. Right, obviously they had that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So David, my mashma, how do you see that from the pasuk? So Rabbi Elazar also pnei pnei because they have gzeir shav pnei pnei. The ksiv hacha vakeish David is pnei Hashem. What is that? Meaning Hashem. David checked out and tried to find the face of Hashem or in front of Hashem. The ksiv hacha and it says v'shalu b'mishpat ha'urim lifnei Hashem. Okay, fine. So what happens? So what did Hashem say back to David? Vayomer Hashem al Shaul v'al beis dami hadami meshahimis zagivonim. And Hashem said, meaning it was for Shaul, and the Beis Damim literally means the blood house, right? That he killed the Givonim. Now Shaul didn't actually kill the Givonim, so that's what the Gemara is going to figure out in a second. But okay, as the Gemara says, El Shaul Shalom Nisbet Kalacha. First of all, the problem with the reason there was a famine was because Shaul did not have a proper hesped. Right, he killed himself. Right, he was never able to have a hesped. Now, Beis Adamin, what does it mean that the blood house Al Asher Hamis is a Givonim? In fact, he killed the Givonim. The Gemara says, "V'chi Heicha Masidim Shalv Hamis a Givonim." What's going on over here? Shaul didn't kill any Givonim. So the Gemara says, Ela mitoch shaharag novir kohanim. No, because he killed novir kohanim for helping David, right? Doeg Adom, he told him to kill them, right? The kohanim, city of Nov. And sure enough, Shaul killed them. And how did that affect the Givonim? Shaharim maspigim lahem mayim mazon, because the Givonim were the ones who were kind of, I guess they were the waiters, they were the villages around, they used to give them food. They would supply the city, right, with food. But my love akaso kilu hargam. And so the pasuk views it, right, as if Shaul killed them, because he basically took away their parnasa. Gemara says, katava el Shaul, Shaul nispa ka'alacha, av katava al shahim esakivonim. Meaning, so what do you mean? So if was that both? Meaning, that, I don't understand. If Shaul didn't get a proper eulogy, right, it seems to be like he was pretty big tzaddik. But if he didn't, you know, he killed the Givonim, right, that seems to be that he shouldn't deserve such a proper husband. So Gemara says, yeah, in a chenami, right, Damar Shlokish, my dictative, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Bikshu is Hashem, kol anvei ha'aretz, asher mishpato paolo, asher mishpato sham paolo, meaning that when you judge a person, when there's some sort of judgment, so that's what you, sham paolo, that's when you praise him, right, that's what you say about his good things. In a chenami, it's not a stira, meaning they still, right, even when they say, you know, they're criticizing him, so he's still, you have to mention the good things that he did. So Amar David, so David said, Shaul nafgulur. So Shaul is gone. Meaning that I can't help. It's been already 12 months since Shaul passed away. This is actually held, Rashi points out very well, that this actually happened 30 years later. But the Pasha says it's not covered to give a eulogy, to give a hesped for someone after 12 months. Right, okay, right, because this, right, this is the concept of Yud Beis Shah by Avelus. Fine. Velo Darki the Mispede. Alright, sorry. Velo Darki the Mispede. And it's not proper to give him a hesped. But then they've seen him, so Nekrinu Vinifai Sinhu. So let's go appease them. I mean, the Shoal really messed them up. So Miad, so immediately, Pazuk says, Vaikra HaMelech L'Givonim Ayom Alehem Ma'e Esel Lechem Uvimech HaPeru Baruchu Ez Nachalas Hashem. What can I do for you? Right, and then you'll bless the Kosh Baruch Hu. So Vayom Elo HaGivonim, they said to him, Ein Lanu Kesev Ezov. Right, we don't have gold and silver. Maybe we don't want gold and silver. Im Shol Vim Beso. Right, we want... we don't want Shol and his family to give us gold or silver. But... Ve'in lanu ish, and we don't want any people, right? You, meaning from anywhere else. Meaning we don't want any other Jews, right? Yitain lanu shiva anashim mibanav v'hukanum l'shem. Right? We want seven descendants of Shaul, and we're going to hang them. So fascinating. So Mipayas, so David immediately realized like they were out for blood. So Mipayas v'lopay sinu. He tried to appease them, and they wouldn't take any other solution. So Amar shloshes simanim yesh beumazu. So David said, as a famous Gemara, that apparently, right, there are three simanim. There are three characteristics of Am Yisrael: rachmanim, baishanim, and gomli chasodim. They're merciful and they're embarrassed, right? And they're not meek, but I guess, you know, humble or a little bit embarrassed, or they're not so brazen, and they do chesed. Rachmanim dichtiv, first of all, it says, Nachon, this is because the Pasuk says, V'nasan lecha rachmanim v'richam chavir becha. V'ashamim dichtiv, avot shiyad yirasa al p'nechayam, and gom lecha sadim, because dichtiv, l'man asher yitzavaz panav es beso acharov. Because they do, the end of the Pasuk is that they do tzedek and mishpat. Okay, kol sheyesh po shloshu simonim halalu, right, loi, right? Anybody who has these three things, right, it's kedai to allow them to marry into Am Yisrael. But if you don't have these three things, like the Givonim, they are unable. They should not be marrying into Am Yisrael. And this is why David kind of made this gzera, as we say, from where we started this whole story, that David made a gzera that the Givonim should not marry into Am Yisrael. But, fascinating, that David actually ended up giving in and gave them seven descendants of Shaul, because the pasuk says, "Vaykachamal tas shnei bnei Ritzpa basaya asher yodal Shaul es Armoni ves mepiboshes chameshes bnei Michal bas Shaul asher yodal Adriel ben Barzilai ha-mecholasi." Right, and sure enough, they got killed. And the Gemara says, "Maishna hani, why did he give those people?" So Ravuna hevirim lifnei Aron. Apparently, he passed all of the, you know, the children of Shaul, or many of the children of Shaul, in front of the Aron. I'm not sure if it's actually the Aron, but because you couldn't really go to the Kodesh Kodashim, although they didn't really have a Kodesh Kodashim back then. Okay, whatever, Tachlis. Before the Aron, somehow maybe before the Paruchas, right? And anything the Aron kind of mentioned, right? So that was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take. So the Gemara says, Masif Rav Chana Bar Katina, Vayechmol HaMelech Al Mithbushes Ben Yonasim Ben Shaul. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The Pasuk says that David actually saved Mithbushes. Right, so what do you mean? If the Aron had chosen Mephibosheth, how could David go against that? So why says Shlo Heviro? What it means is that he didn't actually pass him right by the Aron. He held him back. Right, again, David learned with Mephibosheth. Right, so he had there was a reason for him to save him. So, but he didn't put him on the line, so to speak. Gemara says, "V'chim asu panim leishet David." But what do you mean? Wait, it's not David HaMelech. He's trying to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for the is going to judge these people one way or another, right? If they're nisim here and enabling, well, it's a very difficult parsha as it is, as you're going to see, right? To be mekadeshim shemayim, right? So that people wouldn't think that the Jews, right? I'm not. It's a very difficult story as it is, but why would David interject his own personal feelings in here, right? This is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So the Gemara says, no, actually, Ella, rather, Shaviro v'klato, really, that David did send Mephibosheth on the line, and the Aron picked him, b'geish alav rachmi m'upalto, and then David davened for him, and he got him out. So the Gemara says, okay, v'akati mishum maso panim ish badavar. What's the same thing? So Ella rather no, shebikish rachmim shalo yiklatenu Aron. No, so David davened that he shouldn't get picked by the Aron. V'akseiv ayv, the Pasuk says, lo yimzu al maso panim. What do you mean? We have a whole concept, an even bigger philosophical concept of the sons do not die for their father's sins. Right? That's not how it works. So Gemara says, Amar Bichia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mutav shetze'aker os achas min ha-Torah, ve'al tischal Hashem shamayim b'far ha-Hesia. Fascinating, fascinating line, very difficult. It's better for one letter of the Torah should be uprooted, but it doesn't mean one letter. I guess, I assume it means the entire Pasuk. And let the Shem Shamayim not be mischalo. Now, Rashi says, what do you mean not be mischalo? Right? Meaning, what concern of Chil Hashem is there? So you look at Rashi, Sheyu ha'umas omrim ein umazu ruyin li dabek ba. Sherei pashtu yideyam begerim litol mizonoseyam v'lo azu lahem nekama. Because nations were saying, right, that the Jews are not good people, right, and they basically didn't take care of, right, they basically messed over the givonim of their parnasa, right, and never paid them back for it. So fascinating, fascinating line. Kind of difficult to understand, but that's what the Gemara says. And the pasuk goes weiter. It says, "Vayitikach mitzpah basayos sakvat teula el tzur mitchilas katzir aditach mayim aleihem min hashemayim v'lo nosna ova hashemayim lanuach aleihem yomam ve'eschayas asera laila." Basically, what this is saying is that mitzpah basayos, right? Basically, these people were hanged and they were in the they were left there. So she took care of them, meaning to cover these corpses to make sure that the birds wouldn't eat them. So v'aksiv ayin, the pasuk says, lo salim nivlaso al ha'etz. The pasuk says, right, you're not not allowed to, after someone is killed, right, and bathed in, right, there's a mitzvah to hang them, right, but then they get taken down right away. So what's going on over here? That these bodies were lying there forever, or for a long, very, very long time. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yon Tzadok, Mutav Shetiakar, Akas Minator, Rabbi Yitzkadishim Shemayim Farahes. Yes, same line. It's better to get rid of this halacha that you don't hang a dead body in public, and be mekadeshim shemayim by doing that. Shayu over him, shavrim over him, mativin shel elu, because people would pass by and be like, "What's going on over there? Right? Why those guys get? What, Jews don't hang people. What's up with that?" So the Gemara says, "Halu b'nei malachim. These are princes. Meaning, these are sons of Shaul. Right? That needed again. It's a generation later. Right? David HaMelech." Right, so I guess people knew, right, Shaul was the last king. So Mel Asu, what was the? Why did they get killed? Why did they get hanged? Pashtu Yidam began Gerurim. Basically, what they did was they took advantage of bad Gerim. Meaning Gerim Gerurim is lousy Gerim. Right, the Givonim were not supposed to convert, but still they took advantage of them. Right, they messed up their Parnasa. So Amru, they said, Einach Uma Shalui LeDavik Bakazu. So people passing by would be like, oh, what an amazing nation. I would love to be part of this nation. If this is what they do to their princes, for sure they do this, meaning for sure that this is the way they punish, who are the regular people, and if they punish these type of people for wrong, for wronging and hurting the worst of converts, so Yisrael lachas kamav kamav, how much more so are they going to make sure to punish things that are inappropriate, in against all the regular Jews who are on a much higher level, right? When you hear the news in America, right, Rechman Letzlan, you kind of, lo aleinu and lo aleihem, you kind of think, how different it would be if they had something like, a good justice system to kind of punish people who do these types of stuff. Anyway, so they say, how amazing is it that they punish wrongdoing to even the lowest of converts? So miyad notosvo al Yisrael mei v'chamishim elef. Right, immediately the 150,000 gerim came into Am Yisrael. Shnemar the pasuk says, "Vayihi Shlomo shivim elef nosech sabo l'shmonim elef chotzei bahar." And Shlomo Melech had 150,000 servants, right, to help. I think that's by building the Beis Hamikdash. So the Delma Yisrael, the Gemara says, well, how do you prove from there? Maybe those were just Jews. So Gemara says, Los Hakotaytach, no, because Shlomo didn't take any Avadim from Am Yisrael. So Gemara says, okay, but Delma, those Garba Alma, maybe they were just hired workers. How do you know they were Gerin? So Gemara says, Elamehach, rather, no, the Pasuk says like this, by his poor Shlomo, call on a Shem HaGirim, Asher Be'eretz Yisrael, right? So Shlomo took all of the Girim, V'yimatzu Me'a V'chamishim Elef, right there it says, Beferish, 150,000, V'yimatzu Me'a V'chamishim Elef, Sabal, V'shmonim Elef, Chatzay V'har, right there it says, much more Beferish, right there, they had 150 more Girim. Now, if you remember, it's a good kasha that the Rishonim talk about, right? We said that there were no Girim in the times of David and Shlomo. Right, so we had that a couple days ago in the Gemara. So what's the deal? Okay, so they deal with that. I don't remember any of the answers. The Chazal definitely do that. Ask that. Okay, Nesinim David Gazer Aleim, but another Gemara asks, is what I alluded to before. And the Nesinim are not new players on the historical the history of the Jews. Right, it wasn't David who first encountered them. Moshe Gazer Aleim, right? That's what he decided that they should be. The Givonim, as the Gemara says, you're right. Moshe Gozer Lahu Dara. Moshe made Gzera on that generation, and David Gozer the Kuli Dara. And David was Gozer, right? La Sid Lalo. So the Gemara says, I Vakati Yoshua Gozer Lahu, but the Givonim were the Nesinim, right? The Givonim, the same kind of the same thing. I think, unless I'm just totally blanking. Yeah, okay, I believe so. So Yehoshua also got involved with them. Because the pasuk says, right, so what's David doing here? So Gemara says, Yehoshua goes there b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Yeah, in Chanam, Yehoshua goes there when the Beis Hamikdash was there. David goes there b'zman shein Beis Hamikdash kayim. And David goes there. When there is no Beis Hamikdash, meaning that Yeshua, right? What did he say? The pasuk says, right? Leida ulam mizbeach Hashem, right? For the purposes of serving the mizbeach. But David was said even after the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, right? Even though David hadn't even yet built a Beis Hamikdash, but even afterwards, right? Still, they would not be allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. So Gemara says, "Bemei Rebbe bikshu lahatir nesinim," and sure enough, in the days of Rebbe, right, they wanted to allow the nesinim to marry into Am Yisrael. Right, if you look in Rashi over here, right, Yecholim Bezin Lahatir Lahafker Chalkim She Yisrael, right, Hefker Bezin Hefker, right, they wanted to free them from being slaves, and Pashas is allowed them to marry in. Rabbi said to them, Chalkenu Natir, but Chalik Mizbech Miatir. He said, okay, fine. The fact that we use them as slaves, Beseder. But what about the Mizbech? Right, they were supposed to be. Avadim for the Mizbeach to make sure that there's water and there's wood, etc. So we could do it about our slavery, but what about the Mizbeach? So he couldn't do it, meaning they didn't do it. So Upligo de Rabbi Bar Abba, and that's actually against Rabbi Bar Abba. Damar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chelek Eida Aser, Chelek Eida La'olam Aser, Chelek Mizbeach, Bismach mit the Beis Hamikdash Kayim Aser, in Beis Hamikdash Kayim Shari, meaning that what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, right, they were no longer slaves, quote unquote, to the Mizbeach. They had no Mizbeach to take care of. So, meaning the Chilak Eidel Olam Aser, so meaning the fact that they had to be slaves, water carriers, and and wood choppers for Am Yisrael. So that's forever. And if they wanted to be Mochel, Am Yisrael could have been Mochel. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no obligation for the Givonim to bring water, etc., and wood to the Mizbeach. Right, so that's against Rebbe, because Rebbe said, right, I can't get them out of their requirement to serve the Mizbeach. And there was no Mizbeach, so that's against Rebbe Chiyo, who said that once the Mizbeach was gone, they had no longer had a Chiyov to work for that. Okay, fine, very good. We'll go fight here in the Hilul Shas tomorrow. Like I said, we'll catch up. Mitzvah Shem, don't worry. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.